I'm Kyle Ra.
I'm Carlos Lovo.
And you're listening to Wrongly Convicted. For the past month, we have been listening to the podcast Serial by Sarah Koenig about the conviction of Adnan Syed for the murder of his ex-girlfriend, Haemin Lee.
We have both came to an agreement that Adnan is not guilty and that Jay lied about his involvement with the murder of Haley.
Adnan Syed was a student at Woodlawn High and also his local mosque in Baltimore, Maryland. Everyone described him as a good student and good person, but that wasn't all quite what it seemed when Adnan's friend, Jay Wilds, was interrogated by Haley's case detectives.
Jay Wilds was one of Adnan's best friends. Jay was Adnan's drug dealer, then often hung out and smoked weed together.
Jay was a key witness of the investigation because he was most likely so involved with the murder. It is clear that Jay had to have more to do with the case than what he has said, because why would Adnan just tell him everything about the case?
Jay says that the first time he saw the body was at Best Buy, but then Chris, Jay's friend, says that Jay and Adnan were at the pool room at the supposed time Adnan showed the body.
Jay has two friends involved in this part of the case, where Jay was supposedly shown the dead body. Their names are Josh and Chris. They say Jay told them that he had witnessed Hay's dead body at the pool room they was at, not the Best Buy that Jay has claimed to see Hay's dead body at.
There's been a few times that other people have contradicted what Jay says, like the phone call from a booth next to Best Buy, but there was never a phone booth next to Best Buy.
Another person in Adnan and Jay's friend group, Laura, says that she went to Best Buy regularly, and she knows there wasn't a phone booth outside.
Jen says Jay was at her house and didn't leave until 4 p.m., but Jay then says that he left to pick up Adnan up at 2:36 p.m. When Adnan supposedly called him, which means somebody lied.
When the detectives first questioned Jay about the calls made off of Adnan's phone, Jay said around 2:40 Adnan had called him and said that the job was done. Jay then claims to leave Jen's right after Adnan had called him. But Jen says Jay didn't leave until 3:45 to 4:15. This means the 2:36 call can possibly have no correlation to this case at all.
When asked years later about the interrogation, Jay admits that at times he would stretch the truth out and or lie to detectives about the case of Haley.
Jay finally accepted an interview from a news company. He bluntly told them that all the information the detectives had gotten from him was not true.
Because it would get him in trouble, there is no evidence about what he truly lied about. But he did admit to lying.
Jay also admitted to lying in the courtroom, saying that the story he told in the courtroom was not all true either.
When interviewed for the first time since the case was closed, Jay was seeming to let the truth fly out, saying he didn't even obey the oath he took.
The only reason Jay has most likely accepted interviews now is because Adnan was denied another trial. In my opinion, Adnan should not have been denied another trial because there are so many inconsistencies with Jay's story and little to no other pieces of evidence leading to the persecution of Adnan.
In the same interview, Jay admits to having people lie for him to make his story look more credible.
Jay admits to having his grandmother lie for him also, Jay claims his grandmother lied about his whereabouts on the day Hay was murdered, which can only lead me to infer that Jay had way more involvement with the murder of Hay Lee.
If Jay had his own grandmother lie for him, I can only imagine all the other people involved in the case that lied for him.
This could even mean the call with Nisha could have been something totally opposite of what they had said to the detectives.
All of this evidence just really shows what type of person Jay really is. Even though Adnan didn't get a chance at another trial, there are still too many lies Jay has admitted to not let Adnan have a second chance at freedom.
Thank you for listening to Wrongly Convicted.
Gentlemen, we got him.